Skies tomorrow, highs level off around 39. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Friday, clouds on the increase by Saturday, highs in the mid 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I just want to do a quick shout out. Rich Foley is out doing a free home inspection right now for a Well Connect unit. One of our listeners in Gaylord, greatly appreciate that. He said he is available after 11 o'clock. He should be done with visiting with those folks and hooking them up with a Well Connect unit. So give Rich a call. He's out available after 11 o'clock from the Gaylord area. And his number, again, Alpena area code 989-306-3656. If you want to heat your home or air condition your home this summer with your well water, stop using propane or firewood, give him a call, 989-306-3656. Be sure to mention our promotion for our show, and they'll get you financed with no money down, out of pocket. You'll get a check from the electric company for putting the unit in, $1,000, $1,500, $1,700, depending on your provider, and no payments. No payments for the rest of this year, 2020. You'll get your federal tax return credit check to you January, February, and use Uncle Sam's money to make your payments next year in 2021. So again, give him a call, 989-306-3656. Joining us right now, Catherine Henry. She was on the Steve Gerber Show. You heard her this morning. Going to go with a little bit of a different interview. Our listeners heard you this week already, Catherine, about what to do and why we needed to call Lee Chatfield's office and state representatives yesterday. I can tell you they felt the heat. I have talked with Pastor Rusty Chatfield, the speaker's father. He's a guest on my show every Friday. Second hour, we do a history lesson together. Oh, my God, what, for the last 5 or 6 years. And we're going to have a talk after the show. And I think the call to action that you put out there along with us here on the show resulted in his phone getting a lot of calls, a lot of emails. Where do we stand this morning based on those two bills and what you're hearing from Lansing?
Yeah, so after we spoke, I had a little bit more time to look into the bills that were presented last week. And there were actually 10 House bills introduced last week, five of which would be important. I would urge the House to consider this week, all relating to our executive orders and the state of emergency and things of that nature. Like I mentioned yesterday, they're covering issues of unemployment compensation, liability protection for frontline workers, and some House of Representatives members were concerned about federal funding that they thought might be cut if we did not continue the state of emergency. But I could share with you that as far as where we're at now, I think it's still urgent. I haven't heard that anything has been done to convene the legislature or to convene the House this week. As of maybe 10:30 last night, I was speaking with some legislators on the phone, and they had not received any information from Chatfield that he planned to call them back this week. So I think it's important that we, again, call, text, email, Facebook post, send a Twitter message, whatever you need to do so that the House does convene this week. I even laid out in an email from them late last night, sending it to the Speaker of the House, as well as many other members of the House and of the Senate, describing to them which portions of the executive orders we could simply adopt, literally just adopting a few paragraphs from a few different orders that would put into place the protections that we need to see, so there's an easy transition from being on a state of lockdown to reopening our lives, our businesses, mm-hmm. our communities. So I go into detail in there, and I'd be more than welcome to, or more than happy to talk about that.
I got the email from you, and I saw the different bills that you were specifically calling out. What prompted me in reading it to ask you this question, because like you mentioned, it's not necessarily an entire bill, but even certain paragraphs of certain executive orders. Is this a possibility? Because the idea came to me, because I hate bill after bill after bill, it drives me nuts on one issue that they might end up with three or five bills just regarding a certain thing. And it's like every bill has a different small little facet of it. Drives me crazy. My question is this. Could some of those questions or some of those points in the executive orders, could they be put into one bill where we're saying, because I know there's 5706, 5707 regarding firearms, and then there's this one for that, and this one for that. My point is this. Is there any way to consolidate this to make it simple for them where they could possibly put some of these, the verbiage of some of these paragraphs into one simple bill and get it done, or do they actually have to have 10 stupid bills?
No, I think it actually could be done the way you're talking about. In fact, I was talking with some legislators last night about the fact that we could put these all in one bill and make it inclusive for addressing the coronavirus issues that remain while returning to work and getting back to our lives as normal. So my suggestion to them was specifically that we could simply adopt these particular paragraphs within the executive orders into one bill, and they could vote on that and send it over. I don't know if they would necessarily do all that specific work in the House, or if they want to send a shell bill or a vehicle bill, if you will, over to the Senate and have them do the work on that.
Right.
I don't know all the details, but either way, it's actually pretty simple. It does not need to be complicated. A lot of times our legislators overcomplicate things. Like you said, they have a whole bunch of bills. They have a whole bunch of superfluous language. We don't need that. It's as simple as adopting specific numbered paragraphs from a few different executive orders that would make the transition from lockdown to not being in lockdown a lot easier.
Now, the point on that message, and again, we're talking with Catherine Henry. She's a constitutional lawyer with the Great Lakes Justice Center, also previously ran for the State House. When you sent that email out, which I read last night that you sent to me and caused us to communicate about you being on the show with Steve Gerber this morning and then again here on my show, what was the feedback? Did you get any response? Did you get any replies? Did anybody call you with any questions? Or did they just get it and didn't even bother, you know, acknowledging receipt of it?
So far, I have a few responses. I will say that I think I sent it out at 11:37 p.m. So I didn't anticipate that I would necessarily have a whole bunch of people responding within this first 12 hours when it was, you know, in the middle of the night, basically. But my very own state representative, Luke Meerman, was very quick this morning to respond. He indicated we could talk later. I'm not sure if he has questions for me or just wanted to share some thoughts or concerns. But I did have a few members, a few recipients email me back earlier this morning or late last night. I do anticipate I'd receive more response, though, given the conversations I've had with some legislators this week.
Okay, so they're not blowing you off. They're taking your input seriously. They realize what they're reading is well researched and that you've spent some time putting this together.
The feedback I've had from the legislators so far, absolutely. They have indicated that my research and my analysis has been spot on, and that, you know, there's some good points and we just need to come together to see these things happen.
Now, I want to ask you this specific question, because again, we talk about the timing, how things have to get passed in the House, then it's sent over to the Senate, there's a 5-day layover, then the Senate has to take it up next week, because we're looking at a hard deadline here I mean, this next Thursday, April 30th, that's the line in the sand. I've talked to the Operation Gridlock people, Michigan Conservative Coalition, Brian Pannenbaker with the Auto Workers for Trump. They're calling for a second rally next Thursday unless we get an announcement that they're not going to extend her emergency powers. Is this line in the sand an accurate statement? And is this something that, like you said, they have to do it this week in the House and then send it to the Senate for the 5-day layover? That's all accurate, correct?
As far as procedure goes, yes, that's correct. The House has to act this week in order to have that 5 days for the Senate to have that layover and then still act before the state of emergency would otherwise expire. I want to be very clear. If nothing does happen, if the legislature does not meet at all between now and the 30th of April, the state of emergency will end. There is nothing that Gretchen Whitmer or anybody else can do about that. If the legislature does not vote to extend it, our law is exceedingly clear that that extension would be needed by the legislature, and if not, then it's not extended, period. So April 30th would be the end of it. I would still encourage people to make their voices heard. I would not necessarily count on, some discussion happening. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to, push forward and try to get additional time on the state of emergency. No, until we see bills presented to the governor for her signature, that's what I'm looking for. And the governor would really disadvantaged if she thinks she's going to have those bills sit on her desk and not sign them, because right. they would be instituting the very key provisions of some of her executive orders that would enable that easy transition. So,
okay, now one story I'm going to cover later in the show in the third hour is numerous people have filed lawsuits against the governor, landscaper associations and others. I'm going to get into the whole list, but I got a text message about that particular issue. He wants me to ask you this question real quick. Can you ask this attorney if we the people can sue the state for overreach by this governor? According to Bill Barr, the attorney general in Washington, it sounds like we the people can actually sue the state. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I've definitely seen some lawsuits. I was reading one of the requests for a preliminary temporary restraining order or preliminary injunction.
30 seconds.
I definitely have seen those come through. I think there more of them will be coming, and people should come forward where they think their rights are being violated, and we'll work together to fight it. Absolutely.
Do you want me to put them in touch with you if they want to pursue this or discuss it with you? Is that okay?
Sure. People could contact me, the Great Lakes Justice Center, and there's a variety of other attorneys who are posting on Facebook that they're taking on these cases as well. So, absolutely.
Very good. Okay, very good. Thank you, Catherine. We appreciate your insight, information, and final segment of hour number one. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Kyle Denham from Breath of Life Chiropractic in Petoskey. I wanted to let everyone know that Breath of Life is still open and here to serve you. We are currently offering chiropractic adjustments in our office at 301 West Mitchell Street on Mondays and Wednesdays. We also have immune-boosting supplements for sale in the office or online where you can order them and have them shipped directly to you for 15% off. We also have daily workouts on our private Facebook group to keep you moving while we're all stuck at home. Search Breath of Life private training page to get access to all the recorded videos to help you with strength, cardio, and conditioning, along with mobility. This is a trying time for all of us, and we need to focus on creating healthy habits now more than ever. Our office can help you not just survive, but thrive during this pandemic. Call 231-622-8828 or go to breathoflifechiropractic.net. Again, 231-622-8828 or breathoflifechiropractic.net. And remember to search Breath of Life private training page for your daily recordings of all your workouts. I'm rooting for you, and we're all in this together. Stay safe, stay sane. God bless.
Mike Hewitt here. The economy is truly a state of mind. When we have confidence, we drive the markets up. And when we have fear or reservation, we let them fall. Democrats have absolutely zero chance of taking the presidency or keeping the House in such a roaring economy. They banked on perpetual investigation and impeachment with their media as a devoted but failed ally. And now, coronavirus. They seek to tie any loss of life to Trump. They peddle fear and anxiety, hoping against hope, to drive the economy down, to drive us down. If they can make your family suffer, they're hoping you'll vote for them. I guess they see the financial pain they gin up as collateral damage, the price we pay for their victory. Let's not make light of the coronavirus, but rather push away those that seek to use it for political gain. That's my two cents. Visit themikehewittshow.com or find us on Facebook and tell us what you think.
Are you tired of burning wood or propane to heat your house? Do you have a well? Why not use your well water to heat your home and save a ton of money and time? You can call for a free home inspection to see if your home qualifies for a Well Connect unit. Well Connect will come out and inspect your home, then explain the benefits of getting a Well Connect unit with zero down financing options, electric rebates, and a federal tax credit too. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-2113 to get a free home inspection. Again, call them at 989-356-2113. Don't go out in the cold to get wood and stop feeding the pig. Find out if your house qualifies for a Well Connect unit. When you hear all the details, you'll realize getting a Well Connect unit is a no-brainer. And check out their website at wellconnectsaves.com.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the final segment, hour number one of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy. I just heard the Well Connect commercial, and we're going to be redoing another one for them regarding this special promotion to get you to be able to get a unit with no money down, get your electric rebate 30 to 45 days after it's installed, no more payments, no payments for 2020. I looked at my logger while the commercial was playing, up until from like September, October, November, December of last year, 2019, we saved over 400 gallons of propane during those 4 months. Did not have to buy 400 gallons of propane. I'm looking at the logger from January 1st, 2020, right there, New Year's, when the clock switched over. So far this early winter and now heading into spring, we've saved another 353 gallons. So my total savings in propane this heating season looks like it's going to be, well, let's see, today's the 22nd. So we've got another 8 days to go in April before next Thursday. Let's see, that'll be another 8 days. I'm averaging about 4 or 5 gallons a day. So, yeah, looks like we saved 800 gallons of propane this year, heating our home with our Well Connect unit. So these are real stats. I'm looking at it right now. As a matter of fact, I can take a picture of it if you want, and I can text it to your phone. 353 gallons since January 1st, New Year's Day, that we've saved not having to buy propane. So greatly appreciate you guys giving Rich a call, 989-306-3656. And this thing pays for itself. You'll just absolutely love it. Talking about what Catherine Henry said, I hate to do this. I totally respect you. I totally respect your time, your efforts, listening to this show, getting educated, knowing what's going on in our state, Michigan news, Michigan politics. But you need to get out a piece of paper and pencil, a pen. Write this down, because we have unfortunately got to call Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield. We absolutely have got to call his office right now, today. Send him an email and tell him, get the House back into session tomorrow, Thursday. We need these bills that Catherine Henry emailed to you, Lee. We need them passed. We need them passed this week in the House so that they can be sent over to the Senate so that they will have the 5-day layover over the weekend. and then be able to vote on them in the Senate before next Thursday, April 30th. Also, do not extend her emergency powers. Let them expire. This governor thinks that she can extend them on her own. Let her try it. Take her to court. We the people are done. After this show, next Thursday, April 30th, I'm planning out on going out on Friday after the show and visiting businesses to start advertising their grand reopening. To do impact advertising for certain businesses in our listening area that will want to tell people they're back open for business. You heard Brett Gooding, Wildwood Firearms Training and Range in Harbor Springs. They're going to go back on Friday, May 1st, to their normal hours. I believe 10 to 5 or 10 to 6. Open on Saturdays, closed on Sundays, possibly back open again on Mondays. We're done. So call Lee Chatfield. I'm going to give out the phone number again and his email address. So I want you to be prepared to type this into your phone right now or write it down on a piece of paper. If you're driving, pull over. Pull over on the shoulder of the road for 30 seconds. This is what I want you to do for me, for us, for we the people, for your fellow listeners. And don't assume that everybody else is going to call and everybody else is going to email. You have to do this. We know Lansing area code and prefix to the legislators, 517-373. Lee's number, 2629. Again, 517-373-2629. Email Lee Chatfield at house.mi.gov, G-O-V. Lee Chatfield at house.mi.gov. And call his office, 517-373-2629. Do it right now. I want so many calls going into his office that we jam the switchboard. We fill up his voicemail. Get through, be respectful. Get back to Lansing, pass these bills tomorrow. If not, what you're telling us is that you're just going to go ahead and let her executive powers lapse like Catherine Henry described, and you're not going to pass any bills at all pertaining to any of her executive orders. So give them a call, 517-373-2629. Email Lee Chatfield at house.mi.gov. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
This is Cassie. Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers.
Need a new roof this spring? Call me today. This is Carl from Mitten Carpentry. Our asphalt shingle roofs are beautiful, reliable, and will keep your family dry and protected for years to come. We even fix ice dams. But hurry, appointments are limited. Call Mitten Carpentry today at 231-373-8829. That's 231-373-8829. We even have financing with quick approvals. Different project? No problem. From roofs to foundations, big projects and small, Mitten Carpentry does it all.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.